face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the
Bank for Boys. Did that count?
Yep.
You're Joey Bag of Money.
And Younger. Okay.
Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in this chest. Oh!
Get on Twitch.tv right now. Subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub and see the boys of the bankroll. They're brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Here are the bankroll boys. Gentlemen, hello.
Morning, guys.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
How was last weekend for you?
I only hit the Chiefs. And I thought going into it, those totals were high for a reason, I thought. And it's similar to the Super Bowl this up next week, but both games went over the total. But I feel dumb betting against Tom Brady at this point. I had the Packers money line. I didn't even take a -3. I just feel like an idiot. How do people keep betting about against this guy? And then what, we're supposed to do it next week too?
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing is that, I really believe Kansas City rolls in that game, but
I'm not going against him.
Nope. I mean, I'm going to, but okay. I'm not overly confident about the whole thing.
I'm with you, John. I can't go against him. I'm done. I've been, and Joe can confirm this. I've been like, nope, this team's not making it. I was against them all, you know, not all year. I was rooting for them open, like publicly, which is true. It hurts, and I'm rooting for them, but like, you can't bet against this team. You can't bet against Brady. Nope. It sucks. It's hard to do. And I was on the under last week in that game. The touchdown before the half, I thought just murdered it. That was over. It was done after that Brady to Scotty Miller touchdown, which, by the way, I mean, credit to Brady for seeing that, because that's, you know, not something that, you know, a lot of guys in the league will actually make and try that throw.
Well, he's fat. Scotty Miller says he's faster than
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, well, I mean, Scotty Miller's a little ridiculous there. But I mean, that's maybe the worst defensive call I've seen outside of Greg Williams in a long, long, long time.
I don't know how the whole first half, the Green Bay defense was something to behold, because, I mean, listen, Brady's unbelievable, but Brady was throwing up jump balls, and it was just one-on-one coverage, and how you doing? And
Godwin took one away, a pop-up away from a sure interception from the safety.
That was a nice point.
It was something to behold. It was a lot of just
it was like 500, as I said on Monday. It was a lot. And good on Aaron Rodgers for, again, not running on the second and third downs at the goal. That was impressive of him.
Well, speaking of all,
why
of
win
all
the game?
Yeah. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, what is Vegas saying right now about the Patriots and who is most likely to be their quarterback next year? Because I've seen all these different lists come out. You've seen all of them, probably. What are they saying?
I've seen the odds. I know Odd Shark had something recently. Odd Sharks had something recently where they think he's staying in Green Bay. You know, them drafting Jordan Love was interesting, and I actually wouldn't. I talked to Dan about this. I wonder if Jordan Love would be available at some point if a team's interested, if Rodgers does stay. But, yeah, looking right now, Packers minus 550 to stay. The next teams, though, 49ers, Saints, Patriots plus 950, followed by the Colts at plus 1,000.
Well, okay. I mean, the president of the Packers just came out and laughed the whole thing off, and I don't think he was being cute. He was just like, no.
Under what no the hell's wrong with you people for bringing this up?
And I don't think that's raising the price. I think he was really like, and then on the, and by the way, I'll give it to Felger. I was in the car yesterday, and he also not a huge fan of the Pat McAfee show, nor am I. It's just we're on the same level, guy.
McAfee, hell of a wrestler, by the way.
All right, well, there you go. He seems like he would be good at it. He's a quality guy. He's a good guest, but not my cup of tea, that show. But and what Aaron Rodgers said on his show was just Aaron Rodgers trying to be smart. And just, man, you never know in this biz. This is a crazy biz, man.
Well, what about Stafford?
On a steel horse I ride.
Like, as far as the Patriots, like, who are you hearing, like, Vegas odds-wise?
Well, Stafford, Bovada's got those out, as a matter of fact, Rich. And they got 49ers, Broncos, Colts, Lions, Patriots. Now, the Lions apparently have talked to a third of the league, according to people in the know. What are your guys' thoughts on this? Is this something you would even bet?
I wouldn't, but I'm out on the Patriots looking at Stafford. I think personally he's good, right? Like he's got tools and everything. His statistics, though, I don't think he's any better than whatever Drew Bledsoe was.
The thing about Stafford is, if you watch him, he has that the killer gene. Like, he is a guy who, if you give him the ball back with like a minute left, down by six, he's I'd want the ball in his hands.
Yeah, he
he's
just gets
a killer.
Off the slow starts, though, and
then he'll turn the ball over. Yeah, and you can tell that when he's slowed down and he turns the ball over a lot. But he is a killer in clutch situations. He's a clutch quarterback. He's very tough. He's got a cannon for an arm. You know, he can maneuver in the pocket. He's very underrated. And I don't blame people because they haven't watched him. Because why, outside of Thanksgiving, when they usually get killed, would you have watched Matthew Stafford? Because they're usually out of it by Thanksgiving anyway. So why would you have watched him? But as someone who's watched Stafford a lot, Stafford's a very good quarterback. Yeah. Well, better than the vast majority of quarterbacks in the NFL.
First-round pick, I think.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, because if your team is going to get him, you have a mid to late first-round pick. Oh, yeah, he's definitely worth the first round. He's not worth the second pick of the draft, he's worth 15 down, absolutely.
But the reason I don't dismiss the Stafford of the Patriots ones is, I mean, think about in the last week. You've had Tony Romo, Mike Reese, Tommy Curran, and a bunch of different writers, maybe even Bedard the same way, and all of them are saying that they believe that the Patriots are going to be extremely aggressive this offseason. You're not going to be able to get Aaron Rodgers. I think we all think that there's no way that's happening.
Unfortunately, yes.
The one guy that you could legitimately get if you do want to be aggressive is Matt Stafford. And that's why that name keeps coming back to me thinking, I don't think that that's too far out of the realm of possibility that he's the guy they're looking at right now.
I mean, when a third of the league checks in, Rich, the price becomes real high. I don't agree. I think that when a third of the league, and what's to say that maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration. Let's say it's, you know,
no, it's a lot.
Five teams.
Well, it's also the senior bowl, so I imagine a third of the league is
okay,
in
play. Okay, so the price for the Patriots, we saw what they did with Cam Newton last year. I expect them to be a little bit more aggressive this year, but still, the expectation that they're going to go get Matt Stafford when, you know, a large portion of the league is already interested in him, I feel like that's unrealistic. I feel, honestly, they'd probably be better off going after someone like, you know, a Matt Ryan, maybe someone who isn't drawing, you know, the crazy, you know, media type. And again, I'm not a Matt Ryan fan. I'm just throwing it out there. I think the Patriots would rather go for a deal at quarterback.
Judging by what the Bovada odds are, which are 49ers is the favorite, maybe you roll with that and you go Stafford to the 49ers, because if you go by Jay Stu's phone, Garoppolo is coming to town.
I think Garoppolo would be a good stopgap for the Pats.
It sounds like what they want. All right, let's go crazy. Let's go nuts. Let's go Super Bowl specials, baby. Now, Dan Lifshitz, I've heard your commercial, and I like what you have to say. You like Patrick Mahomes as MVP, which is something I believe I'll put money on. And then I might sneak a little lower wager on a Tyreek Hill, because I could see Tyreek Hill going for like 200 yards, and then you
I don't
can't
see
deny
anybody
him.
Giving Tyreek Hill.
I was going to say, Rich, I don't know anyone that would vote him.
Yeah, no, it's
like
vote
Kurt Schilling in the Hall of Fame. You know,
yes, no one's giving Tyreek Hill any MVP.
I bet you, if Tyreek Hill goes for 200 yards, he'll be the MVP of that game.
Yeah, he will. He could go for 5,000 yards in that game, and they're not giving it to him.
Fred, I'm on your side. I think if Tyreek Hill goes off, he'll get the MVP. That being said, what I was saying is, I think if you want to bet the Chiefs instead of laying -170, -165, you're confident about that side. My alternative route to betting Kansas City would be to get Patrick Mahomes. There's still -115s, -120s out there. You know, probably the general local and in the Buckwild -125, but you can get a better price. I just think that that's a better alternative route going that way. And again, same thing with Tampa. The MVP for Tampa right now, Tom Brady is +200 to +225 in markets right now. Again, if you want to go an alternative route, I'm not saying, you know, splurge, but if you want to, you know, split half and half, something along those lines, kind of, you know, bring your cost per play down, I don't think that that's a bad option, especially in a game like this.
Who would have been MVP on this game? I'm sorry, what's the over-under on this game?
56.
That sounds about right.
And let's not forget, these two teams met earlier this year. Chiefs won 27-24. That's when the Bucs went to 7-5. And the Chiefs got out to that huge lead.
It wasn't even close. They, like, let it up in the second
half. Exactly.
That's what
I mean. There was but I looked at these matches. Then we talked about this on the weekend. We argued about this. I do think the last matchup has a lot to do with the next game. And you know, the one thing I'll look here is I see 27-24, which would be under the total for the Super Bowl. But we're a week away. I'm still looking at it, but I'm leaning over.
I just found the one thing I had last week was I didn't find like the Chiefs Bucks and the Packers, or sorry, the Chiefs Bills and the Packers Bucks games to be relative, because I thought that, you know, first off, Packers got up to a 10-0 lead and then were terrible. Mm-hmm. And that is not common for them. And then the Bills game was like played on a Tuesday,
Tuesday
in the middle of a COVID, like, so. But I think that you were right in regards to at least the Packers game, Joe. And I know Gronk didn't have, you know, the three catches that you were talking about, but he was a massively impactful player, especially in the run game early on. He was huge. And I think that that will be, again, another really important thing, is that Gronk has, you know, is important in that run game. It was the only time they were able to run the ball was when Gronk was blocking.
Yeah, I said to take the over 2.5 for Gronk. Gronk has been outstanding in championship games. And I'm going to look up his numbers for the Super Bowl. He's 66-1 odds right now. He has been amazing on the offensive line. The guys he's been blocking the plays, and his one catch he had last week put them in the field goal range to win the game in cover. Well, they covered anyways, but essentially put the game out of the way.
Yep.
So, like, Gronk's one play and his blocking was tremendous for that team and impactful.
All right. We will have you guys on next week.
Hey, I never found out what happened with the degenerate special.
I don't either.
Oh.
Isn't that kind of what you guys do?
See, well, when I don't hear anything, I usually figure that I lost.
Well, some guy kept sending me the Sri Lanka, like, took the lead at one point. I have no clue.
All right, well, we'll figure that out.
I have no clue. I'll let you know.
Hold on. Who'd they play, Joe?
We have to break, but
They played England?
Yes.
England won.
All right, so England beat Sri Lanka.
Who did I bet on?
He doesn't remember.
Sri Lanka.
Bet on Sri Lanka.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, okay.
And listen, that was a blind bet, okay? I just thought Sri Lanka sounded
cool. I'm not going to get angry over that bet. That was one I was just like, all right, fine. I need to do something. I need to bet something.
All right, there you go. The degenerate special. All right, fellas, we'll have you next week. We'll get our bets down. for the Super Bowl and all of those other things. Listen to the Over Under 98.5 podcast, also a show I hear on my way to the brain trees of the world every Saturday morning. The Over Under, the Bankroll Boys, live on the radio 7 to 9, usually followed by an hour of the Joe Show, which I hear a lot of Joe Murray.
They got rid of me now. The hockey show's back.
Oh, man.
That's a shame. Well, I hear Joe on Sundays.
Yeah, I'm on Sunday, 1 to 5, with Big Ted this week.
Yes, oh, nice. I hear Joe on Sundays when I'm driving to wherever the hell else I have to drive.
Westford, Mass.
Yeah, Middleton, Mass. All these places. Middleton, Mass in the parking lot.
Ooh,
Middleton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, the gym not properly ventilated like it is in Braintree.
Yep.
Makes a lot of sense. These places are caverns. I mean, they're the size of airplane. What do you call it? Air
hangars?
Hangars. Airplane hangars. It's like, what are you doing? You're going to let these kids play, but I can't stand there? All right. All right. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you, Bankroll Boys.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
This is the home of the Bruins and the Celtics.
It is nothing but a thrill a minute.
These guys,
oh my lord, what could come next?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, with Toucher and Rich. It is true that Scotty Miller, who just caught the pass at the end of the first half when the Eagles were doing God knows what on defense with
9 seconds remaining,
or the Packers were doing same color uniforms,
right?
Doing the doing Lord knows what with 9 seconds left in the half, and he says he's faster than Tyreek Hill. But you sent something out, John, the other day that said, on the McAfee show, which is taken over because it's a place where you can just can loosen your tie and let it go. You were saying that Chris Carter was on there.
Yes, Chris Carter, a former wide receiver.
And he said that the reason Scotty Miller got that touchdown was because he is white.
He's a white guy. And because he was white, the defensive back didn't give him the needed respect.
Well, I will say this then. I will say this then.
That is a clever plan by Scotty Miller.
Chris Carter, Chris Carter was in the league for a long time.
Yes, he was.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
And so for him to even float that, obviously there is a sentiment in the league, and rightly so. Because I was thinking about this the other day. I remember we used to play, and it was the first football game that you could trade out players in, so it wasn't Tecmo Bowl. But we used to try to play like an all-white team versus an all-black team. And getting an all-white team, like your secondary, was impossible. Like there was Jason Sehorn.
And
that was it. And now there's
that's
like...
That's 2000.
But no, now there's white defensive backs all over the place.
Like, not cornerbacks.
Not corners.
Not but, corners.
But if Chris Carter says that, obviously there's a sentiment in the league that if there's a white receiver out there, that it's usually a little white receiver. It's a little slot guy whose job it is, who might be quick, and whose job it is to take a horrific beating, but is not going to be blazing fast. And
well, Chris Carter is also a known dumbass. I mean, isn't he the guy who stood up there with Warren Sapp and said, "You got to have a fall guy"?
Yes. Yes,
Chris Carter is very dumb, but not he does really take in what you're saying, though, because he is one of those guys who purses mm-hmm. his lips and goes, mm-hmm. But however, dumb or not, and you know what? I have a feeling, just maybe, that there's a lot of dumb guys in the NFL. guy, you know, I don't think education was first and foremost on the endeavors of a lot of these guys. But if he believes that, you know, they now listen, is that the reason the Eagles called their defense? No, but there obviously is a belief in the league that if you are up against a white receiver, that you are not dealing someone with blinding speed. And now, can you, who is a white receiver with blinding speed that you can think of? Because, like, is
Danny Woodhead, if you would consider him a receiver, he was a great third back down. You know,
blinding speed. He's
Cole
not.
Beasley doesn't count.
No, he's one of those guys that has a beard and just takes a beating.
Oh. I wouldn't call Edelman blinding speed.
No, he's not. So,
Fred, of course
you wouldn't because he's not.
Fred's point is there is a
Randy
burner.
Moss.
There isn't a burner outside the numbers that runs go routes all the time.
Yeah, a number one receiver, a guy that is. Like a Waddle that's coming out of Arizona, coming out of Alabama. Like a guy who's just, who's the guy from Alabama that got caught the bomb from Carr that played at Alabama? Ruggs.
Yes.
Like a guy who's just a full-on Tyreek Hill, Ruggs, just a guy, just as soon as he gets the ball, he's off. And, you know, that's interesting because if there's in the league, if there's a belief that you're just not going to get beat deep, because it's a white receiver, and you can just put one-on-one, and the guy's not going to outrun you. Maybe the belief was that Scotty Miller, you put him one-on-one, he's certainly not going to get vertical on us. And there was Scotty Miller, you know, proving everyone wrong, like the little engine that could. Now, there are a lot of white punt returners,
mm-hmm.
but is that...
Gunner.
I mean, the gunman. I mean,
Pro Bowler. I mean, all pro. Gunner.
I mean, the gunman has, you know, he did return kicks for touchdowns.
Better than, he was the best punt returner in the league.
Hey.
Right.
I mean, he smoked Liggett and burned fire out of his eyes.
Of course he did, you know.
Hey, guys. Hey.
But I do wonder if they're like, okay, Miller's never going to beat us vertically. There's not a reason to worry about that.
They just write him off? Well, I mean...
That Scotty Miller is not going to... We don't have to concern ourselves with him going deep because there's no way he can't outrun our secondary.
The only guy I can think of that wouldn't be that slot guy, have that slot guy profile. I don't know what Cooper Kupp is, to be honest with you. I think he's an outside-the-numbers receiver also. Is Thielen a guy?
Adam Thielen?
Is an outside-the-numbers receiver?
40 time. Thielen, 40 time.
Yeah, let's see what kind of burn and speed.
That's
Adam
right.
Thielen 40 time.
He's probably
4.45. He is fast.
Okay.
But that's not considered a burner.
No.
We're talking sub 4.35 speed, I would consider a
Thielen
burner.
Thielen and who did I just say?
You said Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp are the only two that I can really think of.
By the way, did you guys see Cooper Manning in his kick-ass interview when he was at the bar in Buffalo talking on... talking to one of the TVs at the sports bar, and it was Jim Kelly on the TV. And Cooper Manning, thank God he's around. He's just having a beer, eating wings, and talking to Jim Kelly. You guys missed that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They use Cooper Manning now. Oh, boy. Cooper Kupp is not fast. He's a 4.6.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Like, what about, like, Jordy Nelson? Remember?
Nelson was not. But he was the number one receiver, but he was not a speedster.
I remember I saw him outrun. Oh, I think Green Bay beat the Patriots at Lambeau. I think Revis was there at the time.
Okay.
And I remember Jordy Nelson catching. It was a catch and run, and Nelson outran everyone in the Patriots secondary.
No, not fast. 4.5.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, fast in pads.
It's tough to think. I'm just Jordy Nelson.
I think that's a good call.
Listen, the more names you, the more white receivers that aren't slot receivers you name, the more we can investigate.
We really have to think here to come up with some names. You only come up with four of them.
Because there was, the Lance Allworths and the Biletnikoffs of the day.
Who were painfully slow.
But they were number one receivers.
Yes, they were. And Jordy Nelson is a number one receiver. Adam Thielen was a number one receiver until Jefferson came over and took it from him.
No, but Thielen also had
Stephon Diggs last year and Jefferson this year.
Yeah, so he was never number one receiver.
Oh, I thought he was going to be a number one. Well, you were wrong.
I was wrong.
That's why they drafted Jefferson.
Yes.
Because they knew he wasn't a number one receiver.
Or they knew they were going to lose Diggs.
There's no way Beasley's fast. There's no Beasley just takes a beating for a living. He's a punching bag.
I know. Once again, this is not an easy task for him.
Well, I know. That's why I'm saying it.
He's a 4.49. All right.
That's not slow.
It's not slow. Beasley. I mean, Beasley is pretty fast.
No, they're all fast.
Like this is once again. This is a tough task for him.
But no, not none of those guys are vertical.
Yeah,
like Fred was saying, none of those guys are vertical. All of those guys are shifty, make quick stops. Run those quick in, but like Edelman does.
Yeah, I mean,
for lack of a better phrase, they're the Edelman receivers on their team. That's what Beasley is for Buffalo.
Yeah, they're all he's a slot guy that goes over the middle and takes a beating,
yes.
And then you always think he's going to have a concussion or he's always not going to get up. Just like Edelman, you always think he's just not going to get up.
Cooper Kupp is a similar
very slow.
Similar
Cooper
guy.
Kupp, the Cooper Kupp, the slowest of the lot.
Okay.
So maybe what, so my point is that John sent this out, which was interesting, and immediately dismissed it.
I did.
And I don't think you just dismiss it. I think
I just think the reason that you dismiss it is because hopefully the coaching staff would be strong enough to go and say, this guy you cannot take for granted.
Well, they
look
did
what
it.
He can do.
They did. They took him for granted.
I was dismissing it because Chris Carter said it. That was my problem.
But you know what I am?
To do. I'm cool with that.
You know what I am? And I'm not happy with that. What I am is I'm someone who says, okay, let's see. I don't just go at face value. And maybe that's why I dive deep into things and I'm a seeker. Mm-hmm. And John's just very
flat.
All right, Jim Louth says Andy Isabella 4.3. Not good, but he's fast. So Andy Isabella, who does Andy Isabella play for?
He plays for Arizona.
He's
was a
country
second
artist?
Round pick. No, and have played for UMass.
Oh, that's why.
That's how Jim Louth did a quick recall. But yes, Andy Isabella is known as a burner. That's a good call by Jim Louth.
Yeah, if only good receivers were taken around him in the draft. I do know who Andy Isabella is. Yes,
who's the guy on the Raiders? Who's the dude on the Raiders? The little burner.
White Yvonne Whitenstein?
No. I got to Google it now.
Of course.
Who's the guy in the Raiders?
Yehuda Greenstein?
No. Oh, Hunter Renfrow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the Clemson kid.
No.
I remember him.
He's going to be fast, but
he
not.
He wants to be Edelman or Cole Beasley or Welker. Yeah. That's what he wants to be.
Hunter Renfrow. Oof. Almost a 4.6, 4.59. Yeah. Okay. We're not dealing with anything.
Once again, this is a tough task, Fred.
Well, so like my point
is almost like saying like good Kevin James movies. Like this is a tough one to do.
This is veering all over the place, but I can watch Grown Ups now and just take it as Adam Sandler was having a good time.
It took you this long to figure that out?
No,
you
but can't. I can take
Grown-ups
it like
is awful.
No, it is. It's awful. But I can almost watch it now and just go, I'm watching, like it's watching a home movie.
Yeah.
It's just having a good time.
I'm making a movie. You guys are all going to get paid. We'll hang out for about 2 months. Come on
I can't,
over.
You
months.
Know what?
Whatever.
Okay, you and I are a little bit different on that because for some weird reason, those movies drive me insane. Like the ones like, they're just having a great time on the set. Like Ocean's 12. Like Ocean's 11.
Watch that.
You know they made Ocean's 11 because it was like, a classic movie they wanted to remake and everyone tried. Well, I mean, it was a movie that did well.
Have you actually seen the original?
It's amazingly bad.
The original Ocean's 11 is the height of Frank Sinatra right before the fall.
Yeah, and that was Sinatra saying, all right, guys, come on over. We'll hang out for a while.
You want to talk about a movie where it's legitimate. By the way, Grown Ups is terrible, and I don't like it. I'm just saying I'd watch one commercial break of it. But the... he went, because I've read about the Rat Pack. That was the one where he goes, all right, I want to do a movie in Vegas.
Yeah.
We're doing a movie in Vegas, and he would literally walk in, do the scene, and go, that's it. And they go, well, you made a mistake. And he go, I don't care.
Keep
and,
it.
And
yeah.
he would just go keep it. So
that's what editors are for.
Yeah, and he would just do one take.
Wow.
He'd come in drunk. He wouldn't show up. Right. That movie is a...
It's bad, and you can tell. The first one's really bad. I haven't watched all of it, but I watched enough to know that it was bad. So, but then there was Ocean's 12, like the sequel, where it's like, hey, look at how much fun they're having on the set. You can tell they're pals, and meanwhile, they made a garbage turd of a movie, and you're sitting there, and they had to try to save the franchise by making an actual decent movie. The third one was really good.
Yeah.
That was the one with Al Pacino. That was actually a good movie.
I don't know. I like superstars.
I hate films like that.
I like movie stars. I love them. I just just want to see them.
Cannonball Run.
Just bring them all in.
I like, love the, movies. The second stars. When they bring in like Julia Roberts, let's let her pal around with us too.
And I'm oh,
like,
but oh, she's so this... famous.
I know. It's like, hey, a famous person with more famous people.
Well, I told you the thing that I wanted to just get up and start throwing furniture is when I saw the Austin Power. And I love the Austin Power movies. When I saw the Goldfinger or whatever it
Gold
was.
Member,
Gold Member. Gold Member. Yeah. And then the beginning was the movie with movie stars. And I wanted, and people were going, oh my God, it's Tom Cruise. And I said, this movie, this is the third of a series of blockbusters. This is stars. And you're cheering because they had Tom Cruise. Get out of here. Oh, you're all so dumb. Look at the shiny objects, stupid idiots. But then again, I hate the people that laughed at Rushmore. So who do I like? But there you go. It was Chris Carter out of his mind by saying Cole Beasley, maybe not given... not Cole Beasley.
Scotty Miller.
What does it really matter? Scotty Miller not given the respect of the people because he was white, perhaps. He was not that far off.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty Miller's 40 time, which we have not investigated, was 4.39.
Oh, he says he's as fast as Tyreek Hill.
No, Tyreek Hill's got to be way faster than that.
Tyreek Hill's the fastest human being I've seen. I mean, last week, that run that he had...
he ran out of steam.
Yeah, he did.
But he did.
But still, I mean, that guy is just absurd. Who's the guy from Alabama who's going to be a superstar?
Devontae Smith?
Yeah. I mean, that's also one of the fastest guys I've seen. So it's been a lot of fast lately.
Yeah, Hill 4.29. So he's a full second faster than Scotty Miller.
Tenth of a second.
Still, that's crazy.
4.2. Well, yeah, all right. Tenth of a second. It's, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he ran a 3.29, actually. All right. Well, there you go. So we have done the investigation, and Chris Carter not as off as you would think in his maybe what he was saying. And Chris Carter was no burner either.
Mm-mm.
Ohio State kid.
Yes.
All right. We will be back in just a moment. We're going to be joined by Jim McBride, who has been out at the Senior Bowl. The most, the most important Senior Bowl maybe ever. And now you have a Patriots team who's looking at it, and a certain player shined yesterday.
Certain quarterback had a big day.
A certain player shined in that, who will be available when the Patriots pick. Here are the headlines.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Rich. John, how are you?
Thank you for saying our name.
In Boston, everybody knows their names.
It lends a sense of intimacy to this conversation.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Oldest chum.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
With Tusher and Rich. And we talked at great length yesterday about Curt Schilling, who it's not interesting to me anymore, his hobby. I fell into the rabbit hole the other day, 2 days ago, when he said he was going to make the announcement. They were making the Hall of Fame announcement. And I went to his Facebook page, and he's on some application making models, while people donate, you know, 10 cents, literally 10 cents to him. And then he had a thing with his wife where they just complained the whole time about how people are mean and they couldn't understand the negativity around him. And then I went and read the Facebook posts he's put up for the last 3 days and, you know, accusing everyone of being a pedophile and how, I mean, everything he says is these just like awful negative things all the time. And then they're like, why is it? And then the whole, well, half the country believes what we do. No, they don't. You're an extremist, an incredible extremist, which you would think that you would know and embrace. Like, you know, I don't think, like, the guy who's in charge of, you know, the Proud Boys is like, well, I'm not an extremist. Like, I would imagine he's fairly well knows what his thing is, even though I guess he's cooperated with the feds a lot.
Yeah, did you hear that? I guess surprise, the head of the Proud Boys has been an informant, I think, since, what, 2014?
Yeah, a very good one at that. And so,
so there you go.
But regardless, I would think if you were to ask him, he would know that his views are a bit extreme.
But Fred, even to, you know, aside from that, one of the things that he put in his letter that I thought was hysterical was that he wants his name off of the ballot next year. He's like, screw this. I want the real people, the, what are they called, the legacy
veterans
committee?
The Veterans Committee.
Yeah, the people who really know what baseball is all about.
So. And so he said, so just take my name off of next year, which would have been my final year. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, well, that's dumb because maybe you would have gotten in. Who knows? Even though
he quit before they could fire him.
That's what it sounded like.
He's being a baby. He knows that he's not. I mean, it's obvious.
You can't fire me because I quit.
I mean, it's not even worth discussing. Yeah, he knows he's not going to get in, and so he doesn't want to go through it again.
He doesn't want to be embarrassed again, right. And which makes this all the more funny is that the commission, the Hall of Fame Commission, had to respond to his request. And in a statement, they said, it is the position of the Baseball Writers Association of America that Mr. Schilling's request to remove himself from the ballot is a violation of the rules set forth by the National Baseball Hall of Fame's Board of Directors. The Hall of Fame assigned the BBWA by the electorate in 1936. This association has abided by the rules for 85 years and shall continue to do so. So the BBWA urges the board to reject Mr. Schilling's request.
Big Beautiful Women Association.
You're just going to fail again and fail again and fail again and fail again.
Big fat booties and big jugs. Big beautiful women.
He's
every time you see BBWA,
he's really not porn
women.
References while you're reading.
I was trying to figure out what was going on there.
That's what that was.
Chris John got stars. John got stars in his eyes when
that
I started
that
saying BBW.
Look, I was giving you before.
He likes Samantha, the original BBW.
Well, he went on. Believe it or not, far-right radio show yesterday.
And no, stop. Really?
I thought, does he still have a radio show?
This is not his. He went on... Oh, who is this? Clay Travis? Is it Clay Travis?
Oh, from Outkick the Coverage.
Yep. So here's some of the stuff that he had to say yesterday about all these shenanigans.
The writers that know me know the things they're writing aren't true, yet they still write them. And I realized with... You know, my wife is currently in the midst of chemotherapy and battling breast cancer, and it's been a challenging couple months, and I dreaded the day.
And once again, he continues to deny that he's been saying anything inflammatory. It's that all these people are saying bad things about him.
No, you just go to his Facebook page. Again, embrace it. Embrace it. You're an extremist. You have extreme views. You know that. Embrace it. Dude, all the cowards that aren't listening to and heeding the message you say as we all go down in flames and you will stand as the correct one when the rapture comes. Embrace all of this. What a weakling. You can't have it both ways, man. If you're going to be the freedom fighter, the hardcore, whatever the hell you framed yourself as since you don't have baseball anymore, embrace it. Of course these people aren't going to like you. You're not normal. But
there's the worst of the worst of the worst of people who, for some reason, believe that they're in a place where they can comfortably pass judgment on people who are nowhere near as flawed as they are.
Exactly. How this negativity? Why is all this negativity on you, Kurt? Of course, Dan Shaughnessy is the worst of the worst of the worst people. Dan, you've hit the nail on the head. Dan is the worst. Like, really, if you were looking at humanity as a whole, Dan Shaughnessy would be the worst. I don't know the guy at WIAP that you were friends with who now doesn't like you, but I'm sure he's the worst person, too. Again, but is Dan the worst? Because apparently Biden's a pedophile.
So, I mean, let's go. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. You should have seen him and his wife sitting there talking, befuddled that anyone would have anything bad to say about the guy. He's like, why do journalists don't like me? I had a fun shirt on that said news tree journalist, like, figure it out or whatever. Like you knew when you put it on, it was a goof on wanting to kill journalists. They're not going to like it. Like, what was wrong with you? It's just, you should have seen it, guys. You should have seen it. I mean, they really couldn't figure it out. They're like, why don't people like us? Because everything you say is just like, they're the worst people in the world. They're the worst. Like, everybody is the worst. Everything is, we're on the brink of an apocalypse. There's nothing different between Kurt Schilling and the guy who had everyone wear Nike shoes and kill themselves in bunkers or in the bunk beds, the space group.
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate. I mean, seriously, how many times is the world going to end, Kurt? Like, how many times is the world going to end? Everything is these absolutes with you, dude. Like, oh, I can't figure it out. It's because everything you say is so just awful.
These people are just the absolute worst. And where do they get off judging me?
Oh, Jesus, Kurt, get over yourself.
I never will have a former teammate or competitor of mine say that I've ever done or said anything racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, or any of those things. There's no writer that's ever going to come out and tell you that I threatened to lynch them. Ever. There's no writer that's ever going to come out and tell you I said or did any of the things that they claim that are part of my character. No,
what are they saying? They're just reading your Instagram or your Facebook and your Twitter.
I think it's near unanimous that those people who covered, and Sean McAdam had a good piece in the Boston Sports Journal about this yesterday, those people that were in the locker room and covered Schilling day after day after day, no, they might not have agreed with him on politics, but he was very charitable. He had a lot to say. He was good. He wasn't insane.
Yeah, you know what?
You're being judged on your last 10 years. You're not being judged on. You've gone nuts.
You know what that is? That is the difference between having to look people in the eye when you talk to them hiding behind a computer.
Okay,
that is the entire problem, and that is what creates Kurt Schillings of the world.
That's a great
point. Because
when
you have to look at someone, see their reaction, react to what they're saying, and then face potential questions about the things that you're saying, you're a completely different person than when you can just hide behind a computer, press send, and walk away. And that is the worst thing about social media. It's brought out the worst people. I don't know how many people that I know, some I'm related to, that aren't that person when you go and talk to them. But the minute they get a second behind the computer, it's like all of that goes away. And you forget that there's actual people there. Nobody has discussions anymore. Nobody picks up a phone anymore and talks to anyone about anything. And that's the biggest problem with all of this. Kurt Schilling might be the nicest guy in the world, but you know what? They've created a monster, and social media has created a monster, and this is what he's become because no one talks to anybody anymore. And it's ruined guys like Kurt Schilling. It's ruined people. It's ruined relatives of ours. It's ruined people that we know. And it's just, it's a bad, bad situation. Well, and social media has turned everyone into all of us.
And that's it. And it, to lend to your point, it's like his whole thing is like, you know, my wife and my kids don't understand like how, well, yeah, they see you every day. Like we don't talk to you, Kurt. All we know from you is what you put out there. And everything you put out there is this pedophile and this
and after
worst
all,
people in the world.
That becomes you. That becomes who you are.
Yes, it is him. It's what he is. I mean, his pinned tweet is some ridiculous thing about how it's the end of
the
world.
The worst people in the world indulge you. When you go down to your base and you do like you put out these things that are just so snide and stuff you would never say in public to anybody. There's this internet base that embraces you, and it makes you think that you're right, and it makes you think that this is okay. Kurt Schilling, turn off your computer. You want to change the world? Go to a city council meeting. Like, I know we obviously rep on some of the maniacs that go there, but at least those people are looking people in the eyes and trying to say something.
No.
Have a debate.
Well, in fairness, he tried to have a thing for Trump, and five people showed up.
That's right. He did have that rally. It wasn't even, I don't even know what that was.
It was a rally.
Oh, I thought the rally that five people showed up was like an exploratory I'm running for Senate deal.
See, I thought that was too.
Oh, well, who would know what it was because five people showed up?
Joe, and they were all reporters.
Right. That said, why am I here? Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred, you said that Kurt Schilling is no better than, or no worse than the Heaven's Gate cult guy. Well, they were self-sufficient. They were running a business, like an internet business. Like, they made money. He built a company and blew it.
Think about that.
I mean, if you go by able to bring a crowd, I mean, the Heaven's Gate guy was able to get a lot of people to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, that is
more
true.
Than five. Yeah.
Matt, go ahead. Matthew.
Hey, sorry about that. Hey, I hear what you guys are saying, but you guys are making it way too personal, and you're making it way about the person and not about what is supposed to be the intentions of the writers. The writers are supposed to vote on.
Oh yeah.
Let me finish.
Okay.
You're making about his like addiction to Trump and maybe he was racist and all that, which I don't know. I don't think he is, but I also don't care. I also think he was probably the best postseason pitcher in baseball history. So why does a tweet about Trump or like this insurrection have to do with his baseball career when Ty Cobb was a well-known racist?
Maybe it doesn't.
I would have put him in. I would have voted him in too.
Because I wouldn't know because I don't think he deserved it. But I'll tell you why. He's only a 6-time All-Star in 20 years. Because, and that's all that should matter, is that he doesn't understand because Kurt doesn't understand why people don't like him.
Well, but that's a different subject.
No, that's the subject we're discussing.
That's all we're discussing. We're not talking about the voting for the Hall of Fame. We're just talking about
his reaction.
Don't like him.
Right. You did, of course. Like everyone else, came in late, didn't figure it out, couldn't understand. Like everyone else.
Everyone else.
You came in
loser.
Late.
I'm going to hear 1/19th of your conversation.
Everyone else,
I
came in late.
You said during the first 18.
Everyone came in late. Everyone came in.
You should turn on the radio a little sooner, damn it. What's wrong with you?
Just get off the computer.
Everyone's got something to say. All right. There you go. All right. Very good. I mean, read the guy's Facebook. I mean, what are you talking? He can't figure it out. All right. We'll be back in Rich. We have something from Dr. Phil, our favorite man who exposes
the
gays.
Oh, yes, we do. Dr. Phil found us a good one.
All right. We will have that for you in just a moment.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people. Great service since 1928.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.